This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Asking the basic yet complicated question, seriously though, why do you think a long-term Dak deal didn't get done? 877-881-1053. Real quick though, Washington's NFL team is making some moves. I still haven't seen the story, but they hired D.C. attorney Beth Wilkinson to review the organization's protocols per league sources. Wilkinson is expected to conduct a deep dive into the organization's past culture, and team officials are highly upset and frustrated about speculation running amok. So this is Washington clearly responding to, I don't know if they saw a draft of the story or what, but they know that there's bad stuff coming out, and they're like, I'm going to go ahead and hire this person to help us figure some stuff out and to figure out who we can and cannot fire. That's what I think is happening as well.
Does this sound like this is a similar situation that the Mavericks went through recently? Where they're going to have
worse?
To...
I would assume. A little worse?
Where they have to hire somebody and say, look, we messed up, and now we got to fix everything, so here we go. We're going that full direction. That's interesting that they're already in pursuit of this before this story's even dropped. But, Kevin, I do wonder, because a multiple people have recently left the organization with the Redskins.
Yeah.
And I wonder...
Starting to make a little bit more sense, huh?
Yeah, I wonder, you know, we always talk about this. If somebody has an axe to grind, that's the first person that's going to be a guest, right? Like, that's what... Hey, you got an axe to grind? Tell us all the dirty secrets. And I wonder if that's where this is coming from, if there are a bunch of people that have recently left and this culture that existed while they were there was perfectly fine, but now that they're on the outs with whatever was going on in that organization, now they're really mad and they want to let everybody know about it. So this is interesting, but that when that story drops, man, I think it's most interesting that the Redskins, the Washington football team, is trying to get out in front of it right now.
It is going to, then that is going to be a tough habit to break. Reggie and I were talking about not saying that name anymore, not for him, but for other people. So let's go back to why the Dak deal didn't get done. If you want to give us legitimate reasons, if you want to let the conspiracy theories run wild,
they are running amok right now on the Fantex, Kevin.
So, and we talked about, Corey, what would you think about a future segment called, Fantex out of context, or fan out of context. What do we want to call it?
Fan no context.
Fan no context, where you just read a fan text and give no context to it, because one of the ones we got was because he's black. And Reggie goes, I don't even know what that's in reference to. And I was like, I think that's about why Dak didn't get signed. And we talked about that months ago, is there is a group of people, I don't know how large that group is, that believes that this is a race thing. And I know the counter argument, of course, is, well, DeMarcus Lawrence, Zeke, like your last several big deals were all for black players. And then people will say, well, there's something about the quarterback. I'm not saying that that's the case, but I know that there is a contingent of people who believe that this is a race-based issue.
They didn't hesitate to give Tony Romo his contract, Kevin. So why? What's holding up here with this fourth-round pick?
You know, and I have seen some people say that. I wonder, I mean, first of all, I'm not going to dismiss that. I don't know that it has nothing to do with race. On the flip side, I wonder if the reason why Dak doesn't get it is because Romo did get the contract.
I agree.
Because they didn't think it worked out well for them.
I think that they thought they had the guy when they had Romo, and then they didn't get what they ultimately wanted. And they were like, we paid this guy all this money and never got what we wanted out of it. So let's try and get what we want out of it before we pay this guy all the money, and then we'll give him. I really do think I'm clear on this, Kevin. Win the Super Bowl. It's that easy. Go win the Super Bowl, dude, and then you get a bajillion dollars. Like, Jerry will pay you whatever you want after that. You just saw what happened with Pat Mahomes. So I agree with you on the Romo front with that. I can't really come to any conclusion other than they think that a fair number and that where they slot him is right around where Russell Wilson is. All right, they think that he's kind of that kind of a guy, and they want to keep him around for a while. So they put that on the table, and they said, this is our fair offer. I don't know the numbers that the agency wanted. And I also can see that there is a longer-term thing that the agency sees down the road for what Dak can make. And they think you can make bigger money down the road. So we're going to wait. We're willing to wait until Deshaun Watson gets his deal, until Lamar Jackson gets their deal. And we want to comp you with those guys because we can't comp you with Mahomes right now. But we can comp you with those four or with those three and put you in that category.
You know, it's really interesting. I saw last night one of the listed losers from this whole debacle was Deshaun Watson, because the thought was once Dak's deal got done, the Texans would just bump over that deal a little bit. And I don't know if Dak's agent is waiting for the reverse for the Deshaun deal to get done so they can bump up over that deal just a little
bit. That would make sense. That would make absolute sense.
Now, do you believe this? Because you asked me this before the show started. And
can I say one thing
sure.
real quick? I know I like where you're going, but I think my problem with not wanting to believe it's because he's black is because I don't want that to be the case, right? And maybe that's just because I want the guys that play well to get paid.
Yeah,
and I want whoever does, you know, you go out and succeed and you get what you deserve. So that's why I think that, you know, some people might be, oh, Corey, don't do this. But I just feel like that I just don't want it to be that case, because I want people to look at it and go, you get what you deserve whenever you do well.
Now, you asked me before the show started if I believed that Dak rolled in there at the last minute and tried to get the deal done. And my immediate answer was no. Because then it would
have. He kind of said he did, right?
I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me. I don't understand how, if that's the case, it didn't get done. I also don't believe that they just couldn't get it done in time. Bull crap. All right. You've been talking about this for the better part of 2 years. All right. You need 15 minutes to hammer this out. All right. And so what time did he show up? And they couldn't get the paperwork to the league. All Jerry has to do is call up the league and say the deal is done. And yeah, then they're like, you're good.
Hey,
just
guys,
send it in whatever.
We got it done 6 minutes ago, so don't worry about it. I know we're past deadline. We're celebrating.
Yeah, I refuse to believe that.
Yeah, there's no way that – and who was the player, Kevin, from the Broncos that was trying to get a deal
done
and the fax
machine
broke?
I do remember that. I can't remember who the player was. I'm sure Fantex will help us out with that, but I know exactly what you're talking about. I refuse to believe that that's what happened, and – It makes no sense to me why you would show up that late in the process. Why not show up in the morning? Why not say, hey, let's all meet up at 9 o'clock. Now we got 6 hours to figure this whole thing out. I don't believe that at the end of the day, Dak wanted to come off of his number. And I don't believe at the end of the day that the Cowboys wanted to come off of their number. I think they both had their final offers. They were far enough apart. And so all of the rest of this was just a show for the media, because I don't believe any of that.
Kevin, you got to remember, deadlines make deals.
And this one, the deadline did make a deal.
But it made no deal.
Yes, it
but
did.
I do think if they had come to some level of agreement and they just didn't get it in under the deadline, and I mean, correct me if I'm wrong here, but wouldn't then that become the storyline that, okay, now they have an idea of what they'd like to do, they just couldn't get it done there, and everybody's kind of in agreement. Wouldn't that not be the reporting that we see around it?
This makes no sense to me. Actually, that's not true. I don't know why I keep saying that. It makes 100% sense to me. The Cowboys were not going to come off of their number because they thought, like Corey has mentioned several times, is, look, man, we cleaned the deck for you. We got rid of the coaching staff. We brought in Mike McCarthy. Let's see. We brought in new defensive coordinator, new special teams people. Let's see what you do this year. And then, whether it's win a Super Bowl and you get a bajillion dollars or whatever it is, then we might come off of our number. But other than that, you just finished 8-8 with eye-popping stats. This is our number. We refuse to change it. And I think Dak's side said, well, I can just look at franchise this year, franchise next year, maybe even a transition of franchise tag in 2022, and I get more or at least as much guaranteed money in one entire season less than what you're offering, and I know I'm going to get a shot one way or another. Why would I do that? So I'm not coming off of my number. So I think both sides just said, I have all the leverage, and then the Cowboys thought, no, I have all the leverage, so there's no way I'm coming off my number, and that's where you get no deal,
but
no long-term deal.
You also get the quote from Dak. I couldn't be happier.
I don't believe that.
I'm still a Dallas Cowboy.
I don't believe that at all.
What do you mean? What would make him happier? He's the long-term deal?
I, You know what? And I don't think it's...
You don't think he's happy being a Cowboy?
No. Right now, today, I don't. And I know that that's what he told Slater. And I...
Man, I can be happy with $35 million, bro.
Sure. For sure. It's only 31. Can you still be happy?
I'm gonna make that $5 million up in like Oikos or whatever.
So Dak told Slater, I'm grateful and blessed to be a Cowboy and working and moving forward to do whatever I can to help the team win a Super Bowl. Now,
the last part,
I believe. The first part, I don't believe he's as happy as he would have been otherwise. Maybe I shouldn't say he's not happy. I don't think he's as happy as he would have been because it's not just about the money. At the end of the day, aren't most contracts outside of just money, how much do I believe in you? And the Cowboys said...
The word specifically would be respect.
Yes. So the Cowboys yesterday said, I do not respect or believe in you as much as you respect or believe in yourself. And that's hurtful. Like, it doesn't matter what line of work you're in, what job you're in. How many times have you even gotten a raise, but it's not what you were hoping for? Or you didn't get that bonus that you were hoping for? Because your company said, I do not value what you do to the level that you think I should. And that's what happened to me yesterday. So, I mean, I'm saying, in my opinion, that's what happened to Dak. So
like, I was like, man, what happened
to me?
Kevin?
Yeah, no.
I was gonna say, that happened back in like February.
Yeah, okay, relax. I heard that. That's what I think he's thinking, is he can be happy to be a Dallas Cowboy, but part of him has to think, you don't respect me to the level that I think you should. And
but he's not going to sit around and pout about it. That's
not Dak. I'm not saying he is, but for at least a day, right?
Okay, that's fine whenever you're not practicing, but as soon as he hits the field, Kevin, when he said, I couldn't be happier, I believe that. He loves playing with these teammates. He looks at the situation where I got CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, and Michael Gallup to throw the football to this year. Man, I might maximize. I might go 6,000 yards this year, dude. And then on top of that, with the new coach, I might be able to get some more wins based on what my offense wasn't able to do last year. And now I have a potential great tutorial with the new head coach as well. So, Kevin, I completely believe it. Yes, for maybe a day. But I don't think that he didn't go into it already feeling that that was going to be the case. I think that he had a realistic idea from his agency that if they didn't get a bigger number, then nothing was going to go down and he had to be happy with the $35 million. So I agree, maybe for an hour or so. But, dude, you tell me that I got $31 million. Again, I got $31 million to play with. I just bought a new house out there in Frisco, and I can pretty much do whatever I want with this football team. Man, that dude is very happy to be the quarterback of the Cowboys with that offense and the future that's in front of him. It's still very bright.
Now, Corey, I told you that the fan text would come through. It was Elvis Doomerville.
That's right. There you go.
According to many, many people.
That's right.
That brought it up from the 972. I got a 15-cent raise one time, and I was like, F you. From the 469, this is the part that I don't understand. Cry me a river, Kevin. Dak wasn't worth the money they were asking, period. I'm not here to tell you that I personally think he got disrespected. I think he got offered in the same general vicinity as Wentz and Goff, and I think that that should have been good enough, and I think you could have bumped it up to 112 guaranteed, and that would have gotten the deal done for me. I'm just telling you what his side is going to be their take on it, not necessarily my side. And so I thought it was funny. The winners and the losers they posted on ESPN, you know I agree with this. The number one loser out of all this, Corey, who is it?
The fans.
It's us, exactly. Yeah. Because I have to hear about this nonsense for another year. But then they also listed Deshaun Watson as one of the primary losers because he was just waiting to get all his money as well, right?
Yeah. No, but, hey, go get that money. Do what you got to do. Kevin, have you seen the – I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted right now. twitch.tv/DallasFanCam.
Yeah, Entercom Radio and Twitch have come to a partnership. So now if you want to catch a fan cam, you don't necessarily have to go to 105.3thefan.com/fancam, which is still there for you. You can go to twitch.tv/DallasFanCam and check out what we're doing here.
I'm a little distracted right now because I'm watching myself on
multiple
video.
Screens.
And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that delay is practically non-existent.
Yeah, it's quick, dude. It's real quick. Anyway, back to that.
Corey,
back to that, Kevin.
You're so vain, you probably think this segment's about you.
It is.
So some of the winners listed, teams that need a quarterback in 2021 or 2022, the next winner, the Colts, the Jags, and the Patriots. I speculated the Bears. I think that could be a viable place because they have two quarterbacks and they don't really want either one of them. And then a loser would be Cam Newton because they think Cam Newton will make his way the next year or two, and then the Patriots would pick up Dak Prescott. And I definitely think the Patriots could win a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott, which would infuriate all of us.
Man, just I think that we need to be more excited about the fact that we got our quarterback this year. He's going to have a chip on his shoulder, and he has an offense that is ready to put up 40 to 50 to 78 okay. points a game, Kevin. That's what. Listen, I'm so excited about this offense this year, and I'm glad that Dak's at the helm because he's primed and ready to get after this thing, man. I'm super stoked.
Somebody texted in and said he's going to take us to the Super Bowl and then renegotiate next year and say F you. And I was like, that'd be fine because he got us to the Super Bowl. Then I'm like, you go off and live your life, buddy. I appreciate you.